long time ago that if they say they have it, I want them to put their hand on it, put my name on it, so that they know that if somebody has it. Because just because that computer says don't mean that somebody else hadn't pulled it off the shelf or traded it out or whatever and didn't update what the inventory of the computer says.
What you mean there, it's like, well, it's like with that coil over there at O'Reilly's. I said, I told him, I said, here's my name. I'll be there in a little bit. Bring it out, stick it under your counter. I'm coming. And I got there, and I said, yeah, I'm the one who called about the coil. And the seller at the counter looks at the guy and said, did you already put that coil? Nope. And they dug out, said, here you go. I said, all right. but yeah. Oh, mercy. Yeah. But I tell you something funny. I told you about the neighbor at the end of the road with the horses, but I tell you, sometimes he gets on my nerves when he starts he likes to mess with me, calling my tractor in this exact way, little itty bitty bitty teeny tiny tractor. And he's got a big old, probably, I think he says like 65 horse New Holland. Nice tractor. Just got the wrong loader connection on it. It ain't like the Bobcat type. It's an older thing. And I told him, I says, you know, it's funny. Every time you say that, I end up coming out here and pulling your butt out of the mud. I'll give you a couple examples of some stuff I've done over the past few weeks. I went down there and dug him out a drainage ditch to run water away from the cellar with the backhoe. I moved hay for his livestock. In fact, I'm going to be going down there Monday to, we're going to go get hay, and I'm going to have them offloaded and put it back in the barn. Now, what else have I done with that thing? Oh, gosh. Backhoe work, the hay work. I've done more backhoe work down there for him than I've done since I've had this thing since 2017 up here, so. I dug up a few stumps for him too, forgot about that. But, it's funny. Every time he says that, I just look at him and say, yep. Wait till your next job comes up and I'll come on down and show you what little tractor can do. And what's really funny is, I moved a porch for him and it was soggy, and I just said, my tractor might be small, but at least I can drive through the wet yard without turning it up.
Tell me about that. How he had to pick his jaw off the ground because of the way you were able to maneuver it around.
Well, that's right, in the middle of the night. but the thing that I laugh at the most about him is when I take the 8N down there and start putting his trailers and doing this, that, and the other with it. And I told him, I said, my tractors might be small, but at least I can put them in places you just can't.
You got, because it does what you want it to do. If you wanted to plow 100 acres, you'd have bought 8,800.
I tell you, if I ever strike it rich, if I ever struck it rich or got to where I could, just to say I had one, I'd probably buy a John Deere 8630. Not really to do nothing with, but just to drive it up and down the road. and put a set of train horns under the hood on it and drive right by his house and lay on them horns and say, hey, here's a man tractor. You might want to move you a little bitty tractor out of the way before I put your fence over.
Ask you where you want to park, where are you going to park? You say, anywhere I can. I can just roll over anything in the way.
I tell you, I wouldn't do it, of course, but I tell you, I told a feller one time just being funny. I says, you know, he's not really well educated in tractor stuff, so I showed him a picture of it. I said, you know, if I had this 8630 Deere, I wish I had that thing driving into Bojangles that day. He said, why is that? I said, because that deputy flagged me over and I'll stick my head and wave at him. And just drive right over the car and keep on rolling down the road.
If Earl is being held down by Sheba, she's gnawing on his arms and legs or something, or he's doing homework one, something going on, because I didn't get a reply, and you haven't heard from him.
What's going on? I know I've been trying to get a hold of y'all the past few nights there, because I think old Jim's been wanting to talk to you there. Like I said, I've been checking y'all in and out on the nest for the past few months, and he's like, now I get this repeater, I hope I can talk to them. I'm like, yeah. If they ever get on there, you'll be able to talk to them.
But 25 to 30 more feet will do for his reception and transmission with his antenna.
So I'll be doing some changes here before too long. We got to have a new roof put on, and that's why I told him I'm going to talk to him here once I get a better idea when it's going to happen. So I'll be off the air probably for a few days, maybe a week, I don't know. Anyways, while my antenna tower is down, I'm going to take that Antron off the tower, that Omni that I got up there. I don't hardly ever talk on the CB anymore. So I'm going to take that thing off and put the 2-meter antenna on the whole tip top of the mast there, and I should be able to raise that thing up all the way, good Lord willing, and I can only imagine what that thing will do once I get that thing fully extended.
The 2-meter beam, then something with a little more gain.
Roger, roger. Well, if I could find somebody to buy it from me, I'd probably put a 15 element up there.
Nice, but I've got to go down the hall for a little while, so I'm going to have to cut it short, and I'll probably go to bed after that. So it's been good talking with you, Cody, and the good Lord willing, the creek don't rise tomorrow. I'll be on here again tomorrow night.
Yeah, I may jump off of here and watch a little Renegade on the old YouTube there. I've been kind of watching that series again, but I found a playlist where they had all, 180, 200 episodes, whatever it was, so I've been watching that. It's a shame they didn't keep that series going, because that was a good one. About like Airwolf. Just, you kind of get started and you kind of just can't stop.
You have IMDb, don't you? Need to check out Porky's, Porky's 2, and Porky's Revenge.
Sure will do. All right, well, you go ahead and take care of that paperwork here, and we'll catch you later on down the log. KK4RQ will be clear, and QRT after years.
Right down is called Screwballs, and then there's one called Zapped also. KK4RQ, KK4FTU, clear. You have a good one, Cody. We'll do it again, my friend.